You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right?
All right, it is that time of the year. You've only got a certain number of shopping days left until Christmas, of course. Yeah, we'll see how that happens. I got a question for the sports fans out there, because we're going to shift gears here a little bit. My question is, Jim Harbaugh is 0-5. How long can he survive in Ann Arbor with never beating? It doesn't matter how many 10-11 win seasons you have. If you can't beat the Buckeyes, do you get to stay? That's another holiday question for you as we head towards Christmas. Hey, look at that. Check it out. Line number one is lit up. It's Ivy on the line. Ivy, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Good to have you here, as always. Christmas not too far away. And for the Wolverines, it's going to be another sad, sour Christmas after being pummeled
by
the Buckeyes. Yeah.
Pummeled. I kind of was wondering why you were watching, you know, it happening, but oh well.
Well, it's, you know, sad. I have this idea that they still play the games and maybe, just maybe, something good will happen. But
I have to say, though, I mean, they did play pretty well when they seemed to have things together. They were playing excellent. I mean, Ohio State is just an incredible team. They're just going to be hard to beat.
Well, you got that right. Best team in the maybe the best Ohio State team ever assembled is what people say. I don't disagree with that necessarily. Anyhow,
I mean, yeah. I'd much rather have been Christmas shopping, you know, but hey, that's me.
All right, fine. So Christmas shopping now. Black Friday we did some, but Black Friday just isn't what it used to be. It's not. I mean, we went out, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
There were no crowds.
Out pretty early. I mean, you know, we're early risers, but yeah, we actually got a really great deal on a vacuum, one of those like
Roombas,
you know, press the button and it just goes around and cleans your home.
Right.
So we get it a little more than 60% off.
Something like that, yeah. And for us, you know, people say, do you like that thing? I like that thing a lot because it, we have dogs and cats and like we'd have herds of goats and everything else. If Ivy and my daughter were in charge, we'd have, you know, miniature donkeys and goats and everything. But we have dogs and cats and that's where I draw the line.
Well, we have chickens.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't live in the house. Don't need the vacuum for them. And if they start living in the house, we're going to have a discussion, you and I.
Yeah,
all right, so we're clear on that.
I'm good with chickens being outside. It's good.
All right, so as we head toward Christmas, obviously, a lot of people will pay attention to politics, but you're like, I don't care about that right now. I want to focus on Christmas, and you want to get a new Christmas tree,
yeah.
And you want to do some other things. So what is your plan?
Well, I was actually going to ask you, do you have any, like, holiday traditions like in Michigan that are really popular, you know, because I'm still pretty new as a Michigander.
Well, one of the things that, and it doesn't necessarily happen at Christmas, but you know, we have the first couple of snowfalls and there's this tradition that people drive like complete idiots, you know, and they slide into each other and they have accidents and they wreck their car. And you can always tell the people that are kind of newcomers. I do remember a couple of years ago,
Steve.
Ivy kind of slid into the ditch, you know, just learning the ropes of snow on the roads. You know,
I so did, actually. Tradition. Yeah, I was driving a little Ford Focus and before I got a bigger vehicle. And I just not that familiar with driving in the snow. And I slid off. And the only thing I had was my coat. And actually, I put my coat under my tires. And I was kind of like pushing it. And it got you know, I got stuck, mm-hmm. got out of the snowbank,
yeah.
as it were. But have you ever been to Bronner's?
You know, it's strange but true. I never have, and that's certainly a tradition in Michigan over in Frankenmuth. Open 364 days a year.
I think that should be on our to-do list this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I think we should go.
All right.
We should go check it out.
I got bad news. I won't be here this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
But I
tell
you
what. Go without you.
Tell you what. You should take the children.
Yeah.
Take the children and go to Bronner's.
You know what? For all the people listening, we need to know. What are like the Michigan holiday things to do.
All right.
What should we go do?
That's fair. You know, you get a little farther north, it's almost ice fishing season. That's your tradition. Has little to do with fishing, but, you know, it's a seasonal thing. You've got ice skating, of course, in some places to the north. And a lot of snow. We ran away from the storm Saturday, actually. The storm that came and rolled across the UP and northern Michigan, turning it into a big winter playground, which is good news for the ski resorts up there. Boyne Mountain and others got a big base now and something to work with.
Yeah, you know, I kind of tried skiing last year and I fell on my butt a lot. And then I actually, you know, fell really hard and got my bell rung a little bit. And I just, you know, maybe cross-country skiing this year or snowshoeing might be more my speed, or even like snowmobiling might be fun. But I was reading, actually, Eastern Market in Detroit has a big holiday markets and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? We've never really been down there to check out some of these things that they do. So I'm wondering if that should also be on the
holiday to-do list. I have to leave the cave? All right, I can do that. You know, I'll go check some of these things out. I completely agree with that. So here's what I suggest to folks listening. Go to stevegruber.com. Drop us a note. What are your Christmas traditions? What are the cool things you do in Michigan? Bronner's has been mentioned. The Eastern Market has been mentioned. Going to, you know, we'll be up north in northern Michigan for Christmas, because that's mm-hmm. where we find a white Christmas, and that's part of our tradition. But go to stevegruber.com, drop us a note to Ivy and I, and tell us, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what we think is cool. And we'll go from there. Right, Ivy?
I love it. Love the sound of it. I love the holidays. It's just wonderful time of year for family and friends to get together, and I just love it.
All right. And we might even sneak down south and see some members of your family at some point where it's a little bit warmer. But anyhow, good to have you here, Ivy, as always. Appreciate you joining the program whenever you can. And we'll talk soon. Thanks, babe.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, so if you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, it's time to do it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds the custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. You can use flex accounts and health savings accounts. You can use all sorts of different ways to get there. But I want you to do it. If you just went through Thanksgiving and you're like, I don't want to be this way anymore, then you know what? What are you waiting for? Deliver yourself a new self for Christmas. That'd be a good way to go. GruberHealth.com, the place to get started for that. GruberHealth.com. Straight ahead, Dr. Tom Borelli will be here, a contributor with America's Voice News, TV commentator, and just a generally good guy that's been a friend of the program for a very long time. Dr. Tom Borelli on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.